Welcome back. You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and this is Extra Tonal. And tonight, we are making our way through Midori Hirano's Otonoma album, released February this year. And, those textures. I love what she's doing here. Holy moly. So we just listened to Warped in Red, Rainwalk, Blue Horizon, and Aurora was the last track we just heard. And, man, Warped in Red, I don't know, like, the synth sound she was using there, I feel like I've heard it in Boards of Canada or something like that, but that is a sound that I love hearing, and I don't know, that's a good tone, that's a good sound. It was kind of neat, because, like, so Warped in Red, and then two tracks later I played Blue Horizon, and I really felt like Blue Horizon was kind of like the super chill response to the, like, sped up orbiting the sun nature of Warped in Red. I don't know, it's, like, so spinny. So fast, and then slowed down towards the end. But Rainwalk, oh my gosh, when I was listening to that, I was just like, that is Studio Ghibli Ghibli vibes right there. Like, yeah, that piano and like some of the chord progressions really reminded me of like Laputa or something, or one of the Ghibli movies, like the opening theme. And I was just like, ooh, nice, the vibes. And Aurora, that made me think of a band called Sono Io, which means just me in Italian, which is fitting because it's just one dude, Alessandro Cortini. And he kind of took off when he started touring with Nine Inch Nails as one of their guitarists. And his early stuff, like, I really like it, like Sono Io Blue, Sono Io Red. I forget which one came first. Later on tonight, I'm going to play a track off of his, an album he put together called, was it Fine? Yeah. Piece called Pieces off of his album Fine. And, it is funny because now that he's been working with Trent Reznor, I'm like, I hear it. I don't know if Trent Reznor had something to do with the album, but, it really does have like that Nine Inch Nails, like the chord progressions, the tonality of it all. It's like, and it's one of the more vibey pieces he's got. Like a lot of the stuff off Blue and Red's very like poppy, kind of like he's singing a lot, using a lot of vocoder, and it's good fun. So yeah, but we still have a little bit more Midori Hirano to get through. God, what do I have left? I've got three more tracks for y'all. Hope you've been enjoying it as much as I have so far. But the last three tracks we're going to go through are Before the Silence, Oto Kyoku, and Was It a Dream? So here we go, Before the Silence. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I am Garen Fitzgerald. This is Extra Tonal, and we just finished listening to Midori Hirano's 2026 album, Otonoma, which came out in February. And man, those last three tracks, there's a lot of callbacks in there. I mean, like Otokyoku, definitely kind of like a resolution to Warped in Red. Was It a Dream? Feels like it's calling back Rainwalk. And now I feel like I just have to go back through the whole album, listen to it again, and just take some serious notes about, like, wait, is this the melody from that? Is this responding to this? I really feel like there's some kind of circle thing going on here. But man, I hope you all enjoyed that album as much as I did. And I gotta say, the speakers in here are very nice. We got these Tannoy suckers that are just small but surprisingly bass heavy. I don't know, something about them, they're very sweet. And there was an audio engineer guy who called in asking for two pair of these a couple weeks back at my job, and I was like, I don't get it, man. 4-inch speakers, like, really? I get it now. I get it, because I noticed what these speakers are. But yeah, stick around. I gotta say a thing before I forget. Congratulations to the SFU Pipe Band for taking first in the world competition that they just did. I wish I'd written the name down. I did not. But yeah, first big win in a long time. I think it's like almost 15 years or something since they took first place internationally. And yeah, congrats to them. Also, a sad goodbye to Matt from The Other Note for now. He may be back someday in the future. But also, please stick around. There's some great programming coming up after this. We've got Girly So Groovy, which is an exploration of female-led rock and roll and punk and all that jazz. Well, maybe not the jazz, but you get what I mean. And, Scream Therapy at 12:30, which is, how punk saved a guy's life. All about that. Talking about mental health in music, because that's an important thing to talk about, let me tell you. But, I got one last track in me for you all. As I mentioned earlier, I've got Sonoyo's Pieces off the album Fine, which is a solo side project of Alessandro Cortini, who kind of came to notoriety performing with Nine Inch Nails on tour. And, this track, it's a bit of a departure from what I know of Sonoyo, which is like the Red and the Blue albums. But I definitely have to sit down and listen to Fine at some point. But yeah, I'm going to play Pieces to see us out tonight. And yeah, that's about all I got to say. Hope you all had a good evening listening. And come back next week where I'll have more. This is Garen from Extra Tonal signing off.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.